This is Dolores, and I'm Ayesha House, which I love. They, Ayesha House have got a channel on Audioboo, and I'm with the lovely Freya. Hi, Freya.
Hi, Dolores.
Can you tell me your role here?
I'm the head of communications and stakeholder relations for Ayesha House.
Okay, so what is going on? First of all, tell us about Ayesha House.
Ayesha House is a non-profit organisation that was set up in the late 90s to help people in the UK learn and understand more about Asian culture. And from that, developed to help people understand more about the commercial and political opportunities that Asia presents to the UK. So our founder, who's a diplomat, Sir Peter Wakefield, he was the vision behind what we do here. And he wanted to find a way to connect the UK to Asia more closely, so that people could understand that by connecting in that way, they would develop an informed understanding of some different cultures, that you shouldn't necessarily see a huge continent as one homogenous block, that you need to understand and appreciate all the diversity that's there, this kind of huge, wonderful opportunities that exist commercially, and the growing power of Asian countries and the impact that that would have on the UK's political and economic landscape. So from there, we moved into this gorgeous building we're in now, the Georgian-listed townhouse, like we're in New Cavendish Street.
It's absolutely beautiful.
We're very, very lucky. And from here, we hold events throughout the year, different exhibitions, cultural talks. We have our literature programme, film festival, and our business conferences. And we invite people to come and learn more about countries that they might not necessarily experience in their day-to-day lives.
Okay, so tonight is the beginning. No, you had a film festival, didn't you?
We did. The Pan-Asia Film Festival ran in March. This year we had a tremendous programme full of really diverse films. We had Japanese 3D horror, Tormented, which was all about a scary rabbit that tormented a mute girl.
Oh, that would be me, mute in horror.
We had a Thai action thriller called Headshot, which was billed as Buddhist noir, the idea of this former Buddhist monk who was out on a vengeance campaign across Thailand, and he had a serious car accident and his vision was tipped upside down, so he saw the whole world upside down. Made me feel a bit sick watching it.
Yeah, very strange. Was it good?
Really, really good, actually. And I'd never experienced Thai cinema before, so that's one of the nice things about coming to the events we do here, is you get a feel for things that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, get to see at your local cinema. We also premiered Girlfriend Boyfriend, which was the highest grossing film in Taiwan last year, and won the Golden Horse, which is the Asian equivalent to the Oscars.
Wow.
Which I absolutely adored. We had the director come over, Yang Ya Chua, and he was incredibly gracious. He's hugely famous in Taiwan, so he stayed and did autographs and photos for almost 2 hours at the premiere on the red carpet, so all his Taiwanese fans in London could get some time with him and get to meet him, and we just loved having him.
How lovely. How many people came to that to see him?
I think the screening was about 250 people.
Wow. So what's going on for the rest of the week? Well, it's a month. What's going on? What have you got? What's happening?
So tonight, you'll hear the hustle and bustle in the background. We have our Friends preview for the Asian House Fair. So over the course of the next few days, the 12th to 14th of April, we will have 35 different exhibitors from across Asia who are here to sell artisan goods. So we have textiles from Central Asia. We have fine art from India, we have photography from Hong Kong, all kinds of jewellery. I'm probably not doing them justice by just lumping them all in together, but a spectacular array from Turkish Ottoman arts through to Japanese fine crafts. We also have China Life, who are here exhibiting their teas. Definitely pop by and see them.
I will.
They're doing free tastings and workshops on Saturday and Sunday. And we have a number of organisations, non-profits, who support educational and women's charities in particularly Southeast Asia and South Asia. And they're here to sell products to fund their work.
So what do you actually get out of it at Asia House? You know, you help promote business all across Asia and helping small businesses. And what's the upside for you?
So the upside for us is that we get to really display the diversity of Asia in one weekend. There's nothing else like this that you could spend this weekend doing. You can experience Afghan art, Japanese craft, fine art from China, things from the Middle East, and I'm not sure that there's anywhere else you could go where you could get that diversity in one place.
Well, thanks very much, and I'm going to have a great walk around and have a little look. But I mean, it all looks fabulous. And that jewellery you was talking about, I think I found it, the Turkish. absolutely stunning.
Just next door. Well, go and pick up a treat.
I will. Thanks very much, Freya.
Thanks.